From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Deborah E. Lands reports for the Columbia paper that on November 9th, the County Board of Supervisors appointed an affordable housing task force to help develop and implement a countywide comprehensive plan for affordable and workforce housing. The task force includes co-chair supervisors Brenda Adams, Democrat of Canaan, and Ron Knott, Republican of Stockport, plus Dan Barofaldi, a Ghent Planning Board member, Robert Gibson, County Social Services Commissioner, Bill Hughes, community leader, Meredith Kane, Rojan Housing Task Force member, Kirk Kneeler, Kneeler Insurance, Brandon Mullins, Building Code Inspector, Livingston Germantown, Rob Perry, City of Hudson Public Works, Tim Stalker, County Planning Board member, Kelly Sweet, Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, and Dennis Wedlick, Barless Wedlick Architects, LLC. The supervisors also appointed an advisory resource committee with William Gerlach, Columbia County Chamber of Commerce, Columbia County Fair Housing Officer, Al Bellacina, Columbia County Habitat for Humanity, Lisa Galena, Columbia Green Cornell Co-op Extension, Claire Cousin, Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, Christopher Nardone, Columbia Green Workforce, New York, Michelle Tulo, City of Hudson Housing Justice Coordinator, Board Representative, Columbia Green Association of Realtors, Adam Bosch, Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, and Michael Borges of the New York State Rural Housing Coalition. The Columbia County Economic Development Corporation, meanwhile, is interviewing candidates for a housing coordinator position as the county focuses on the affordable housing crisis locally. Experts cite low building inventory, high prices and demand, and incentive for landlords for short-term rather than long-term rentals causing the housing crisis. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper. Mike Ryan from the Mountain Eagle reports in Porcupine Soup that the Jewett Nutrition Center is once again serving hot meals to needy local seniors. Jewett Town Supervisor Greg Crowyer said, and I quote, "We consider this an essential service. It's part of what we need to do for our elderly residents. We want to send the message we are open for business again. It is nice to see everyone back here," end quote. The Jewett Nutrition Center has been cooking since 1984, serving hot meals in person and delivering food to those who cannot get out. Pat Merwin, the former program head chef and Jewett town clerk, said, and I quote, "Having this program means older homebound people know they are not alone and someone is looking out for them. Sometimes the only person they see in a day is one of the volunteers," end quote. The center makes 40 to 50 meals per day on weekdays, mainly for the homebound, and this year served 80 on Thanksgiving. Chef Gail Ravolo said, and I quote, "It was great. We actually ran out of turkey. It was so nice to see people coming in again. What we do here is very important," end quote. And you can read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Kate Lisa reports for New York State of Politics that 13.9% of New Yorkers, or 2.7 million people in the state, live in poverty, according to a report from State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli's office released December 8th. Nationally, 12.8% of people live in poverty in the United States. Living in poverty is defined as making less than $13,788 for one person and $27,740 for a household of four. DiNapoli said in a prepared statement, and I quote, "While economic hardships existed long before the pandemic, it deepened the financial stress experienced by many households. We saw what a large and broad federal response achieved as the country made historic progress in the fight against poverty. Continued federal resources, along with a greater equity in state services, can help improve the lives of New Yorkers struggling to make ends meet," end quote. The comptroller said the child poverty rate in the state declined from roughly 21% in 2010 to 18.5% in 2021, but poverty rates increased for seniors during the same time period. New York ranked 13th among all U.S. states in poverty, and had a higher rate than neighboring states and most large states, according to the report. Read the full story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.